You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. And here in the studio with me are Charlotte Truitt, Executive Director for Juno Symphony, and Jennifer Forney, she's a soloist, operatic soprano, and Dr. Christopher Cook, our Music Director finalist. Welcome, everyone.
Oh, thank
Great
you.
To
Good
be
afternoon.
Here.
Yes, thanks for coming. Big concert this weekend. It's the first one of the season, right?
Yes, it's our season opener this weekend at the Juno Douglas High School, and we're very excited to start off our season with Dr. Christopher Cook and a really wonderful program called Passion and Longing.
So that's the theme?
That's the theme of the night, and they're going to make it happen.
All right. Dr. Cook, did you have any choice in this matter?
I did. All three of the candidates were asked to select a program and have an overarching theme for it. And so the concert that we're going to have this weekend is really about the way that music can affect us emotionally and can really reach out to us in a powerful way. And so a lot of the pieces that we're performing or singing are very intense, but in different kinds of ways.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a very good show. And I wanted to welcome both you and Jennifer to Juno, Alaska.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much for being here. And Jennifer, let's talk to you for a second. I understand this is not your first time in Alaska. Tell me about your first visit.
Well, first and foremost, I'm an opera singer, and I pretty much have always only been an opera singer in my adult life. But there was a summer in 2012 that I had some free time, and I was living on the East Coast at the time, and I said, you know, I just need to get back to nature. And a friend said, you should consider being a tour director up in Alaska.
Well, that'll get you back.
Yeah. And I went, Alaska, that sounds nice. And I was going to say auditioned. I guess I interviewed for the position, and they hired me, and I came up and was a tour director for 4 months.
And what all did you see while you were here? Where did you go?
We would start in Seward, Alaska, come up to Anchorage, go into Denali, into Fairbanks, over into the Yukon, and back to Skagway. So I had a beautiful 1,500-mile experience through Alaska.
You really see it all when you work a job like that.
Almost, because I never made it to Juno.
Oh.
We've got it here now.
So. You got your chance.
Yeah.
A lot of wildlife?
Yes, there were several times I pointed out a bear that turned out just to be a metal cutout of a bear. I pointed out a caribou that happened to be a Great Dane running through a park. I saw one bear the whole summer.
Oh, wow. Well, a lot of times I see bear-shaped rocks.
Right.
And, you know, at least yours was a cutout. Dr. Cook, over to you. This is your first time in Alaska. What are some of your impressions so far?
It's just spectacularly beautiful here. My wife's family's from Bellingham, and so in Washington
wow.
State. So we spent a fair amount of time up there and go back most years, but never been to Alaska. And just the first morning I was here, I just went to the window and just stared for a while. It is just spectacularly beautiful here. And so I'm trying to be outside as much as I can and do as much hiking as I can. And I know I'm going to have Juno withdrawal when I leave next week.
Do you imagine you could draw some inspiration from a place like this?
Oh, tremendously. You know, I think some people, you know, we're all built a little bit differently, but I'm one of those people that loves the landscape. And I was born in the West Coast. I was born with mountains and ocean. And so whenever I come back here, it just feels right.
And where do you live now?
I live in Springfield, Missouri, which is almost literally right in the middle of the map of the United States. You could almost throw a dart at it.
And Jennifer Forney, where do you live now?
Actually, I too live in Springfield, Missouri. That's how Chris and I met, and through the opera there. And
do you work together a lot in Springfield?
We do. We do. It's been a great friendship and musical relationship.
That's fantastic. Well, both of you, welcome to Juno, and thanks so much for being here. And I know everyone's really looking forward to the performance this weekend, and so we're very glad that you're here. So let's talk a little bit about this weekend's concert. Tell me the theme again.
It's passion and longing.
Great. What are some of the pieces that we'll hear?
Well, it starts with the Brahms Academic Festival Overture, which is what was playing right before we began today. So that opens the concert. Jennifer is singing two things. She's singing Samuel Barber's Knoxville, Summer of 1915, which is a really spectacularly beautiful long piece. You know, typically pieces for voice tend to be relatively shorter. This is a, you know, it's essentially a concerto for voice, and it's based on a beautiful prose work by the American writer James Agee. And it really just recalls what it was like for him to be 6 years old in Knoxville, Tennessee on a summer's evening. And it's just a beautiful, nostalgic reflection. She's also singing Vici d'Arte, which is one of the better known arias in all the literature. It's from the Puccini's opera Tosca, which is incredible, powerful piece. The other side of the program has Tchaikovsky's Sixth Symphony, which is kind of the anchor piece for the program. It's the first time it's ever been played in Juneau. It's the last big piece Tchaikovsky ever wrote. And sadly and tragically and unexpectedly, he died 9 days after it was premiered. So it is truly his last great utterance, and it is a piece of tremendous emotional power. We also are privileged to have Alexander Yu. He was the youth solo competition winner from last year, and he will be playing the Sarasate Zugunerweisen, which is a very well-known violin showpiece, and we're just really pleased to have him on the program too.
Well, it sounds like a stellar lineup. How are rehearsals going so far? Everybody's ready?
We are ready. We are having a good time together, and this is the final week for the concert, so this is where we all come together and have some intense rehearsals right at the end. You know, Jennifer just got into town yesterday, so we are ready to go and really excited for this weekend.
Which piece is the trickiest to play or to sing?
They are so different. The two vocal pieces are very different. I think the Knoxville is technically more challenging. I find what's most difficult about that piece is it's about 15 minutes long, so I'll be singing just for 15 minutes straight, and there are some very big, powerful moments. And then at the very end of the piece, Barber puts a pianissimo, I think it's a B-flat, that you have to just come in on so quietly and so delicately, and after you've been kind of – and it's also after a part in the piece that's incredibly emotional, talking about the taking away of your parents when they leave the earth, and may God bless them in their hour of taking away. And so you're singing this heavy emotional triple forte moment, and then you have to come in on this tiny quiet pianissimo B flat, and it's vocally challenging, but I love it. I love the piece. This will actually be my 8th time performing Knoxville, summer of 1915, and whenever I think about this piece, I think about how I started it, I believe, when I was 21 years old, and I'm not going to say how old I am right now, but over the years, it has changed. Every time I perform it, something in my life has changed, or, you know, I've grown as a person. So I'm looking back at this childhood story that could be anyone's childhood, and I'm seeing it through a new perspective every time I do it. And then the things that go on in your own life, when you talk about your parents being taken away and the things that are going on in your real life, that affects how I perform the piece. So that piece, you know, now that we're talking about it, I think that piece is the most challenging, not just from a technical standpoint, but an emotional standpoint.
Absolutely.
Although, really quickly, the Vici d'Arte, just, I can't, almost every time there's like a tear that comes down my cheek at the end of that aria, just because it's emotional and the passion of Puccini. I mean, he's one of my most favorite composers. It's just he found a way to turn emotion and passion into music. So that's just fabulous.
I love your enthusiasm.
Thank you.
Dr. Cook, anything to add?
Well, this entire program is actually kind of a virtuoso program. It's for Jennifer and for all of us. The Tchaikovsky Symphony we're playing is quite hard. And, you know, as I'm said to the orchestra from the beginning, and I just really believe this, you know, it's important to have a challenge. It's important to go on a journey together. And when I was selecting the program for this, you know, I thought, well, you know, it's an audition concert. You know, maybe I will pick something that's kind of maybe a little bit less strenuous. But then I thought, you know, you really just got to go for it. And when I realized the orchestra had never played this particular piece, I just knew we had to do it, and it is such a journey from the beginning to the end. So it's tough, but it's an amazing trip.
Yeah, go big, right?
Go big.
Charlotte, what part of the concert are you most looking forward to hearing?
Oh, gosh. It is really hard to pick a favorite.
I know. But, I always put you on the spot.
I can't hardly pick a favorite. My background was singing, and I am just thrilled that we have Jennifer here in town. I think this is quite a treat. We don't always get this here in Juneau, and I think I'm going to love it all, so I really can't be held to any one piece. I won't let you cage me in this time, but I think the community is going to love what they hear, and there's something for everyone. I think our hearts will be stirred and will be inspired by the evening, and I hope folks will come out and enjoy it, and it's not too late for them to get tickets. They can do individual tickets. We could squeak in a few more season ticket holders as well if people want to go ahead and save a little bit of money and purchase for the full season. Folks can visit our website, junosymphony.org, for tickets and individual tickets, season tickets, and all kinds of information about the various activities that we have going on throughout the year. And we also have some volunteer opportunities. We need a few more volunteers on Sunday, so if folks want to come and enjoy it at no cost, they can do that on Sunday as a volunteer.
That's great. I hope you two are both ready, because Juno Symphony is very popular, so you're going to have some excited audiences this weekend. Charlotte, when are the concerts again, and where are they?
They are at the Juno Douglas High School Saturday night at 8 p.m. The concert begins. Christopher will be leading a conversation at 7 o'clock, and then on Sunday, it's at 3 p.m. with the concert conversation with him at 2 o'clock. And we also have our silent auction. Our annual auction is happening this year, so we're encouraging folks to kind of come early and shop around a little bit and then do a little bit more shopping at intermission. So there's some great, wonderful items there as we do what we can to help raise funds and support the Juno Symphony. So I am encouraging folks to come. Also, for our folks who generally come at the last minute at the door, just want to make sure you know we will have seats available. You can pick floor or balcony, not your exact seat. So if that's really important to you, I would say please get online or go down to the Jack or Hearthside Books and get your tickets in advance. And if that doesn't matter as much to you, you can definitely pick balcony or floor right up until the time the concert begins. We'll have our box office open.
That's great. Great to hear. And I also wanted to mention that we will be broadcasting the Sunday show on our music station, KRNN 102.7 FM, this Sunday. I believe we're starting that at 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. And so it might start at 2 to include the talk, but not 100%, but it's definitely you're definitely going to hear the concert on KRNN starting at 3. So thank you so much, everybody, for being here. Jennifer and Christopher, it was lovely to meet you and talk to you about what you do. It's very exciting. And again, welcome to Juno, and we're so glad you're here, and have a lovely show this weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Great to be here.
Thank you.